Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
If you go to Ruhlman Steakhouse tonight, you will likely see Sip as he celebrates his birthday there with some friends and family. Say hello, wish him well, maybe offer him
What time will you be there? The listeners will want to know.
This is just, why?
Tell us. They'll want to know.
7 p.m.
7 p.m., Sip will be at Ruhlman's. It'll probably be one of the big tables right in the middle.
Oh, no.
Like that.
Right by the piano.
I don't even know if Phil knew
this. Phil's going to be whipping sirloins out of the kitchen, and Steve will be there holding court.
Phil, just keep it low key, please.
And we think Adam's going to be there.
Adam, I believe, will be there.
Okay, give us some more names.
He's scheduled to be there. Ron, Kathy, my dad, his wife. Hold on. Corey and his wife. That's pretty good crowd. Oh, no, Meadow. God, I can't forget Meadow, my sister's daughter, the beautiful Meadow. I think that's the extent.
That's a good crowd.
Yeah.
It's a really good crowd.
Yeah. Then back on Sunday. Not the same crew. Different kind of crew.
This is the romantic one.
Oh, that's right. With
Brian Red.
Brian.
Sorry, Red. Yeah,
Red.
Yeah. If you're listening, stop down.
Are you committing to a cookie skillet tonight?
Yes.
For dessert. Sure.
Okay. What I would say is what you do is you get two cookie skillets, maybe three. If there's nine, you'd like to get probably three of them, and you just split it. Everyone gets a spoon or a fork, and you just kind of dig in.
I think that might be the call.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Yeah. Trust me.
Will you eat a whole cookie skillet? Can I ask?
No chance of that.
It might be in the hospital.
I'd be in the ER. Absolutely. It's so
happily though.
Yeah, a happy ER. It'd be really good. Sipple almost. What happened, Jake? He almost dropped.
Roman's Steakhouse in between Ashland and
Phil.
In Ashland.
Yes.
Highway 6. So. Right before we came back on the air, we were getting a picture of Sip with his cake, and he picked it up, and then he put it down because he wanted to
pull his pants
hike
up.
His pants up.
He goes, "Can I pull my pants up?"
As he put it down, the cake slid off of the plastic. Now it stayed on the table. Nothing happened.
It's a big cake. What's it?
You should have seen.
It must weigh 12 pounds.
I wish you could have seen. You should have seen Bill's face. He's like,
ah,
that's what he did. What he did.
I was like, ah.
It slid off.
It was sliding. But it was the cake.
The cake.
But the best part was we get a picture. Hang on. Let me hike my pants up.
And then you put it down and it almost.
I have a belt on, but for some reason, whatever. But anyway.
Phil says, sit wherever you want tonight. Wherever you want, by the way.
Did Phil say chiming that? In?
Yep. Sit. Phil's on the YouTube channel.
Phil, no special treatment, Phil. I'll have a steak. Probably a sirloin.
Don't.
Maybe prime rib. I'm debating. The prime rib I thought was really good the other night.
Remember when Phil brought in those smash burgers?
Yeah.
Was that the morning?
How could you forget
it
that?
Like, it was like 6:45. You guys want a smash burger?
We did.
Yeah, I'd love one. I love the switcheroo. I love regular food for breakfast and breakfast food at dinner.
Let me think about that.
I'm a fan of that.
So what would be the regular food
It'd be nothing for me to wake up and it's 6:40 and get a bacon cheeseburger and fries.
Oh, no kidding.
And be happy. Yeah, be
no
very happy.
No kidding.
Yes.
For pizza. Well, pizza's normal.
Pizza's normal. That's everyone eats pizza in the morning.
Yeah. But like a BLT.
I'd love one. BLT.
Just don't be spilling any food.
Not going to be a wrap. I'm not getting a wrap. It's 6
You never get wraps.
No wraps.
You're opposed to the wrap.
Why are you so
anti-wrap?
I had a good wrap the other day from Bagels and Joe's. Good.
You've even seen one on the menu like that. Then we have our wraps area over here. I'm just like, well, easy. Just
I am not opposed to wraps. I'm with you on that one, Sip. But Bill is very staunch in that. I appreciate that.
He's staunch.
He's not going to buy it.
Yes.
He's not getting wraps.
Staunch.
Quickly on the NBA.
This was fascinating.
Free agency is getting going.
Yes, let's do NBA all day.
But just a couple things. To me, it's amazing the money in the NBA. Most of this, Damian Lillard, who is, of course, a star guard with the Bucks, was cut by the Bucks yesterday. He had an Achilles injury this past year. He'll probably miss most of the upcoming season. But he is owed $100 million plus by the Bucks in the release of him. He's going to get paid $22.5 million per year over 5 years by the Milwaukee Bucks in this release.
So what they did,
He's...
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
About 30?
Check his age while I'm telling Bill.
He's got to be over 30.
Bill what happened. So what they did was they cleared cap space so they could acquire Miles Turner, which is remarkable. You can weigh in on this because you
34
watch.
34 years old.
Jeez, Lord.
He turns 35 in like 2 weeks. So, 35. So
35 in an Achilles?
That's rough.
Yeah, that's
he's still hooping, though. He was an all-star.
I know, but that's probably career over.
25 points a game this year.
Yeah. Probably career. Be very, very hard. With an Achilles at that late in your career will be very difficult.
Yesterday was shocking. It was shocking. It was shocking to me. Then you read the reports, and it was shocking to a lot of people. Indiana parted ways with Miles Turner. They lowballed Miles Turner. I mean, they didn't want to pay him what the Bucks are paying him, which is, Jake, get the number.
4 years, $107
million. 4 years, $107 million. Now, he was the premier big man free agent on the market. It's a limited market because there's a lot of salary cap restrictions out there. So it's not, the market's not great, but he was still the guy. Bill, you watch the Pacers. Think about the Pacers right now. As this article points out on ESPN, before Game 7 of the Finals, which you watched, Indiana looked as if it would enter next season as the favorite in the Eastern Conference. Now, Halliburton is out because he is Achilles, and Miles Turner's out, who was the longest tenured Pacer. They're not the favorite anymore. Cleveland's probably the favorite. The New York Knicks.
They'll be happy to be fifth or sixth. They will be.
Yeah,
with Halliburton out.
That's a big loss.
And Miles Turner.
And Miles Turner, yeah. That's true. Right now, you're Rick Carlisle. We're just in game 7, and we're decimated. That's what I'm thinking right now. We're decimated.
Lost our star guard, center.
Yeah, what I don't understand, it's not only me that doesn't understand, this article quotes executives, they quote him, they do the thing where they quote executives anonymously, but one of the executives said this was a reckless move by Milwaukee, and then another executive said, why not just pay? Why would Indiana not just pay Turner? Why not just pay him? I don't get that either. Now, he didn't play well. I keep referencing you watched it. He did not play well in the finals. He shot like 21% from the three-point line. He's a big, but he's a shooter. And he only averaged 10.6 points. Oh, maybe it was that. I don't know. I like him. I like his game. So he's going to go to Milwaukee and essentially replace, you recognize the name, Brook Lopez.
Yes.
Brook Lopez is on the move. He went to San Diego.
No, there's no San Diego.
There's no San Diego. The Clippers.
The Clippers.
The Clippers are done out of San Diego. That's Bill Walton. That was Bill Walton and the San Diego Clippers. Yes.
Why do I keep saying San Diego? He went to L.A. Clippers. Brook Lopez is essentially the same player as Miles Turner, but I think Turner's 8 years younger. But Lopez he can shoot from the perimeter and he's a rim protector. Turner does that. So you pair Turner with Giannis. That's, the idea is you got to do everything you can to keep Giannis, because I guess Giannis's stance has been, I'm gonna monitor this situation to see what they put around me and then decide my future. So I imagine the Bucks were under some pressure to land somebody, right?
I would think so. So we had a very average finals and got a huge raise.
Good to be NBA player.
Now he did have a good year though. I mean, he had a good year. He's good. You watched him. He's good. Turner's a good player. But man, he's getting $25 million a year.
Life is good.
Life's good. Also, I feel really horrible for Lillard that has the injury. But it does help when you have like $100 million guaranteed.
The next 5 years, $22.5 million per year.
I believe that what he gets from his next team is added.
Yeah. So this is guaranteed for the Bucks.
Oh, really?
Right. He gets whatever he gets.
Oh, he gets for the Bucks and what he gets from the next.
That's correct.
Team. Oh, he hit the lottery. Not that he needed it.
He's doing fine.
And then yesterday was the first, was that Bobby Bonilla Day.
It was.
Yes.
Getting over a million.
Where he gets a million.
1.2. Still, through 2035, he's going to get 1 million every single July 1st.
Can you imagine all of a sudden, what's going on today? Check that account, honey.
We're going on a cruise.
Bing! That's a big
drop. Yeah, big drop, yeah.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.